Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to today's Philosopher's Notes podcast, Sat Chit Ananda. Those are three words from Joseph Campbell's great book, The Power of Myth. To give this big idea context, Joseph Campbell was a leading mythology guru who was actually one of George Lucas's mentors, the guy who created Star Wars. He based a lot of the hero's journey concepts in Star Wars from Joseph Campbell's work. So Campbell is an amazing guy. I like to say that he's my spiritual grandfather, with my great-grandfather Abraham Maslow and a bunch of other amazing people in my spiritual family tree. But one of his big ideas was the idea of following our bliss. So this big idea is talking about where Campbell came up with the idea of following our bliss. He says, quote, "Now I came to this idea of bliss because in Sanskrit, which is the great spiritual language of the world, there are three terms that represent the brink, the jumping off place to the ocean of transcendence, Sat, Chit, Ananda. The word sat means being, chit means consciousness, ananda means bliss or rapture. I thought, I don't know whether my consciousness is proper consciousness or not. I don't know whether what I know of my being is my proper being or not. But I do know where my rapture is, so let me hang on to my rapture, and that will bring me both my consciousness and my being. I think it worked," end quote. I think it worked too, Grandpa Joe. So I don't know about you, but like Joseph Campbell, I can get confused about what proper consciousness or proper beingness is all about. But what feels good, that's much easier to follow. Of course, even that can be challenging, as we've been so conditioned to simply do what we're told when, how, where, and why someone else decides, but deep down, we know what makes us feel good. Now, we may or may not have the courage to actually listen to what our hearts are telling us, but we know. Ayn Rand says this about it in her classic, The Fountainhead. You can see the philosopher's notes on The Power of Myth, The Fountainhead, and another book I'm going to recommend by Carlos Castaneda. Rand says, quote, "Why do they always teach us that it is easy and evil to do what we want, and that we need discipline to restrain ourselves? It's the hardest thing in the world to do what we want, and it takes the greatest kind of courage." And Carlos Castaneda shares ancient Toltec wisdom as he tells us that we must follow a path only if it has heart. He says, quote, "But how will I know for sure whether a path has a heart or not?" "Anybody would know that," he says. "The trouble is nobody asks the question. And when a man finally realizes that he has taken a path without a heart, the path is ready to kill him. At that point, very few men can stop to deliberate and leave the path." End quote. Love that. So how about you? Are you on your path with heart? Are you doing what you want? Are you following your bliss? Of course, sometimes we don't know exactly what we want. And in fact, our vision of our ideals is always beautifully evolving as we outgrow some past ideals and generally evolve. At those times, it's often best to simply get clear on what we don't want. But how about a quick check-in? So maybe you want to write this down. These are some things that make me feel giddy, blissful to be alive. And these are things that, well, don't make me feel quite so blissful. Jot those down. Now, what can you do to create a life in which you're spending more and more time in your bliss zone and less time in your don't need to spend my precious hours on this spinning green ball doing that kind of stuff? All right. So you got that. You got the things that are really firing you up, making you giddy and blissful, and the things that don't make you feel so blissful, identifying those. Then what specific steps can you take to follow your bliss more starting now? I'd suggest you write down a few things. I can and will do these three things to start following my bliss more and live in integrity with my highest heartfelt self. Number one, the pause is for you to think about it and or write it. Number two, What else will you do? And number three, what else will you do? So there you go. A quick look at Sat Chit Ananda. It's where Joseph Campbell, the great mythology guru, came up with his idea of following our bliss. That's our jumping off point to our enlightenment, to our total awareness, to our highest self. Where does your heart guide you? Start paying attention and have the courage to live consistently with it. And as always, have fun. This is a fun process, and have an awesome day. Look forward to sharing more with you soon. See ya.